All right, everyone, and welcome to another episode of No Quitters, the best MTV The Challenge podcast in the universe. I am your host, Clem, and I am joined. Oh, man. I'm going to get shit on for my mic. I can tell the kids definitely play with my microphone, so I apologize if this sounds terrible. It's been moved in all kinds of ways. Anyway.
I think it's like the best you've sound.
My alliance will keep me straight. I'm joined by always by them. We got Cons, we got Reeves, we got JJ, we got Eddie. We did a quick status check before the pod went live. JJ is the only person that seems to be in an area of strife right now, so he's kind of playing the Reeves flu game right now. So stay safe, JJ. If you hear any loud bangs outside, don't be a hero. Get the fuck out of our podcast. All right.
I mean, I'm in the basement. I should be safe.
I said that too.
It is something about the basement that I always felt safe no matter what was going on. You know, you go under the covers in the basement, that's basically like
that's it, man.
Being in the black box of an airplane. You know what
You're,
I mean?
Where the most stuff could fall on you, too.
It's the bunker. It's protected. You're surrounded by the foundation of the home.
You also couldn't hear anything upstairs, like in like my house growing up. Like the basement was like the quiet spot. That's why I think it was just always same thing. Clem said. Even now, like if I'm in my basement, I'm like nothing bad can happen down here until my pipes burst and then everything else happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Ed, they got basements in the Midwest.
Yeah, what the fuck do you think?
No, that's a there are parts of the country that don't do basements at all.
Yeah, the South where hurricanes go. That's the only reason why. It's because of the foundation they have to use to withstand hurricanes.
Well, no, like
and it's only
North Carolina,
South Carolina.
No, all right, Bobby, that's just
Texas,
completely wrong.
You just all where hurricanes hit.
No, it has nothing to do with the hurricanes.
On the East Coast.
Bobby, it has nothing to do with hurricanes. It has everything to do with the ground and whether or not they can get into like dig deep enough to have a basement.
No,
so
we
they
got
have to build on top. Okay, all right.
I don't. I'm not upset at Eddie for being offended by it. I did think there was a chance I could hear a no. However, I have to say Eddie strikes me as an elite basement guy. So I think he's probably upset that that's like a good.
You know what?
Good at basementing.
I just realized what a huge mistake I made because of the fact that I'm such a John Hughes fan. Films all his movies in the Midwest, and I mean Home Alone comes to mind. He has the
fucking
basement.
Wayne's World, bro.
Wayne's World. All right, that was on me. Hey, hand up.
You
that
are
was on me.
Fuck. That's how Eddie looked at you. Like when he said Wayne's World, it was like, you are a dumb motherfucker.
Wasn't Cameron's room and Ferris Bueller's elf in the basement too? Wasn't that a key part? Were they in the
No, that was upstairs.
That was upstairs, okay.
The that's what I was gonna say. The Home Alone basement is the thing. The basement's the best when it's not
that's
the worst.
Stupid question. I'm when allowed one from time to time.
It's fine. I was just saying an unfinished basement is the scariest place in the house, but then when it's finished, it becomes the safest place in the house. It's weird how that works. Anyway, we've gone off on a weird tangent. I was in a my life wasn't threatened at all today. However, I missed the first 10 minutes of the challenge because I didn't have service. DirecTV was cut out. Two to three times a year, it cuts out for like an hour because of clouds or rain. I had a quick little thunderstorm here. So you guys are going to have to kind of walk me through what happened because I jumped in mid-trivia. Did we get any post-last episode fallout or anything good leading into that challenge tonight? Because I'm going in blind right now.
No, they kind of jumped right into trivia.
They like foreshadowed Nani, Josh, and Corey about wanting to go in. And,
Josh called home.
Yeah, that was a cute little
I
moment.
Hate maybe Josh's family more than him.
Like I love his family.
I thought it was really cute too.
No. I love his family.
Cute. And Josh,
his dad would beat his ass.
Josh is 26 years old right now. I don't know what he was when this filmed, and he was like crying, like I just want to make sure my family's all right, and I want to make sure that they're okay at all. 2 years ago, two calendar years from when he did this as a 24-year-old. He won $500,000. He has since been on two other TV shows where he's been paid handsomely and faked his way into being like a recurring role. What are you crying about money for, dude? You're 26 years old. You've probably made like $700,000 in your life. Stop faking it to try to like, he's taking the reality out of reality TV. He's faking it too much.
Oh, there is something that Clint did miss though. Right after that was Corey calling his girlfriend who was early pregnant at the time.
Yeah.
Okay. The Teen Mom, who ends up having the baby that he just had.
Okay. Yeah.
Jack, why are they a Teen Mom? They're like 35 years old.
Because diapers aren't cheap, apparently.
Diapers aren't cheap. He had the great line. He's like, diapers aren't cheap, food isn't cheap, kids aren't cheap. I was like, Clum's missing out on his like life mantra.
I'm fucking getting angry just hearing him complain about shit that he has no idea about. I guess he does have the one kid already, so I can't complain. I love when he said later in the episode about how I have my daughter and then my girlfriend's pregnant, and it's like, that's with another kid, Corey, and God knows her number three is coming. But again, love Corey, great guy. I'm thinking Josh is like worried about the coronavirus or something. That was before all this shit.
Significantly after. So. Like, this was filmed last fall.
Last year. So I don't know
when. This is like October of 2019. And in September of 2017, he won $500,000. He won Big Brother. And what I know nothing about Big Brother, but I looked up and season 19 is considered the worst season of all time. And like, it was like the most offensive. There was like guys like grabbing women, like very, he won against nobody.
I kind of want to see his season now.
What's that?
I kind of want to watch his season now.
I need to start watching Big Brother. I feel like
let's be honest. That's not a thing you need to add to your plate.
It's just too much.
No one needs to watch fucking Big Brother.
They do like three episodes a week. Like, I don't know, The Bachelor does that sometimes too. That's a lot.
Dude, and not only does The Bachelor, they do like 3-hour episodes twice a week. That's a lot of Bachelor.
My wife will let me know when she's like going away for Monday and Tuesday night. Like, I'm on my own.
No, but Jack, you're right. Like, that's a pretty obscene amount of money to make at that age, save for a very few professions. So for him to be crying it up like he's in the poorhouse is a little ridiculous.
It's just fit. I think everything, because then when he was like, I don't know how I'll spiritually be able to go on without bananas here. And it's like, but you fight with Wes and they're a team. What are you talking about? You're just trying to include yourself in every possible angle. Like, soon he's going to get in a FaceTime like fight with Zach trying to get him to go home. He just steals everyone's bit.
The funniest thing was with him crying about his family and feeling like he needed to like save them or whatever. They were having a grand old time without him. Like, they were just laughing. They had a party. Yeah. His dad looked like he was probably spending
all the money. Maybe he's in one of those, like, was like the Olsen twins, like where the parents steal Lindsay Lohan. I hope it doesn't turn out that like someone in his family's got like huge cancer bills. Like, this is just joking as if like everyone's healthy.
I was really nervous they're going there with that call. I was like, no, please no.
Oh God, I've been so. Did we hear like the FaceTime boop 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 boop? Like, and I would have gotten the Josh flashbacks or the Zach flashbacks. Did we hear the FaceTime noise and everything? Oh, God.
Zach's a new man. He got baptized this week.
Oh, I don't even know what was going on with that. I saw there was some drama with Zach, Jenna. Who is it? Amanda, and then Jemmy got in the mix. It was
Jemmy got in. Oh, kerfuffle. If Jemmy's in the mix, I'm interested because she'll mix it up.
It was just like, what's her face tweeted? Jenna tweeted, yay, Zach gets like baptized tomorrow. And then people were just like, oh, is that going to help him stop being abusive? Like an abusive piece of shit. And then Amanda was just like subtweeting him like you cheated on your girlfriend on you have like whatever, Bumble or some shit like that. You have Tinder and you're going through her Snapchat. Get out of here.
You know what? This isn't the movies. I'm here to tell you, like, I'm not here to condemn anyone's religion. Believe what you want to believe, practice what you want to practice. But people who think like they're just going to flip a switch, change religions, and all of a sudden they're just going to change who they are as a human being, I'm not buying it.
Hans does have his religion in his bio too. So that's how you know he's serious about his religion talk. So I co-sign that.
Wait, really? That's in your Twitter bio?
Dude, you've seen this before. I make a joke about it.
Irish
Catholic.
You definitely kill kids in the river. That's such I kill kids in the river. Like,
did see someone say finger bang too, which I forgot about that whole controversy with Jenna, alleged situations and stuff like that. That was a tough run for the Jenna train that I was on. That was a rough week or two that JJ was just giving it to me. Like, someone was allegedly giving it to her.
Zach kind of went below the belt too. He like made comments like about her mom and shit. It was pretty crazy.
About Jenna?
About Amanda's mom.
That's not very nice.
Yeah, Zach's ruthless.
Yeah, he went super below the belt.
Zach will go way past the line and then just turn the Jenna and be like, it was fine what I did. I did it for us.
I did it for the house.
He's got her so gaslit. It's like a little envious.
Yeah, it's like at that point, you just as a married man, you're like, damn, that guy has it perfect. He just has the life. Someone did say that last week. They're like, you guys missed that. Apparently, he has Bumble or had Bumble on his phone when he was giving Jenna these lectures. Is that true? Or did that come out during this fight? Nonetheless, Zach has apparently it all figured out. Speaking of getting it figured out, we had the trivia night. So as I was like freaking out about missing the challenge and not knowing, which is crazy that there's not like a Viacom streaming thing or anywhere you can just watch MTV, considering a bunch of these streaming, like I think Hulu, what are they, Sling, all those things. Like I think Viacom channels are only on one of them, which is part of the reason I have like legit cable. I have DirecTV here is because I wanted the Viacom so I could watch the show with my fellas here. I would have freaked out if I missed the challenge or the trivia. Obviously, the elimination is we'll get to. Again, I kind of missed the beginning of this because of the storm going on. I saw Melissa fall. And I thought, I now think of JJ. And I just think about, like, this is so bad. TJ's laughing at her.
I'm so worried for this baby.
Before we get to trivia, can we just rewind 1 second? Nelson lost his mind when TJ was explaining that Burger King was a partner. Where does Burger King fall for you guys in the pantheon of fast food?
First of all, the fuck is like, yo, you know what? Let me get some diarrhea in this bunker with porta potties outside. Like, that's rough.
What's the experience, though?
Listen, I mean, that Burger King, that's not Burger King from America. That's Burger King from, you know, the Czech Republic. So,
what do you think was in the cups? This is my thing. Is there's no soda machine, and it's a different, like, fountain soda just slaps different.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, and when I touch that, like, paper cup, I'm expecting a certain – bop.
Yes.
That I'm not gonna get when you poured something out of a bottle.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Eddie, well, like, what's the point of winning? Yeah, seriously. Eddie, I don't know if you guys have already done this on a snake draft, but I mean where does Burger King fall?
Burger King's fucking dog shit. I've trashed them on the podcast before. They listen, Clem, you can confirm. They changed fucking everything.
Yeah. Eddie, I went to Burger. So this last week we were on the road and we just need to eat something. And I was like, just give me the closest place. It was Burger King and Wendy's. I have a Wendy's right near me. So let's go BK. I haven't had there in a while. The nuggets, they're inedible. They've changed them. They're completely different than they used to be. I forgot. I should have known when I was like, can I get 4 nuggets? Or like, would you like another 10 for $1 more? I was like, yeah, sure. We'll get like the whole family will eat them. The kids will have them. And I now know why $1 more for the nuggets.
They're 10 for $1.49. The Burger King guy, my guy Daniel from the Ukrainian Village Burger King on the podcast. I was like, what's going on with those?
Shout out to Daniel.
Like, I feel bad trashing his place because he really cares about Burger King, but fucking dog shit.
You know, Burger King's like the kid in the 90s movie who like gets in with the wrong crowd and changes everything about themselves and completely forgets their identity. And the Burger King we grew up with, completely different than the Burger King now. And they should have just kept well enough alone and they would have been fine.
They were doing well when they were sponsoring Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Right.
Yep. Like they were heavy involved in that. Now, honestly, they're just their truck stop food.
And yeah. Lion King.
Them, too. Roy Rogers. Yep. Like, mm-hmm. You know, that you get that at a truck stop.
Yeah. Yep. They changed everything that was great about themselves. It's a shame.
I will say, I'm not a McDonald's burger guy. I only do chicken at McDonald's. So if I want a burger, I'm hitting Burger King before McDonald's.
Wait, you don't do a burger at McDonald's?
Nah, never been a burger. I don't like the onions, and it's just one of those things I have a mental block on. I don't even mess with Mickey D's.
That is a baffling statement. I would never have guessed that from Clem.
Yeah, yeah. And the funny thing is I've heard people say that, but then I also have people who are like, yeah, I'm the same. I don't do burgers at McDonald's.
I'm just give me a cheeseburger from McDonald's. That's my like go-to. I'm driving. I'm not stopping to eat. I'm just going through a
– Yeah.
I don't want to take a break when I'm on a long drive or whatever.
I'm just saying. Give me
the McDouble.
Whoppers used to be something in this country, and they lost their identity.
Konzi, it sounds like you're getting on a plane. Like, Whoppers used to mean something in this country. You're getting your Drew Brees on right now.
Konzi's like, I can't believe I defended such a shitty Whopper over there. I should have let them win.
Defending Zach right now about Burger King.
So what Nelson was just shocked that there was a sponsor on the.
No, he was just, he was over the moon excited because he was like, if I win, I get this Burger King meal.
I get Burger King.
He had a shitty acting job.
Yeah, that's a thing. Everything is like very extreme with him. So Melissa falls, D wins. Again, I was kind of in and out for basically this entire trivia. The thing was kind of going in and out. Were there any good questions during the girl ones that you guys made a note of? Or is there, TJ's laugh is just the star of the show, right? I mean, let's call it what it is.
I can't believe they didn't drop D. I can't believe he wasn't like, no, fuck that, I'm dropping.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not my real TJ. Real TJ drops her.
Yeah, that's true. I like how the missiles exploded too. Like that was a nice little just kind of they added that on again. They're doing the military theme this season.
How? Let me ask you guys. I'll put it to the panel. What do you guys think of you if you had two wrong or two X's, you dropped automatically. But on your first X, there was like that hitch in it, and you could fall and. How did you like that versus the other trivia episodes where it's literally just you get three wrong or you get past one, so it's three X's and you're done? Did you like the wrinkle of you had to, like, hang on? I didn't really like it.
I mean, I did just because, I don't know, it just added that extra element. So it couldn't be you just got lucky guessing multiple choice and you had to also then hang on.
That was also like big.
I also like that if you got it right, you could give your ex away.
They've done that the last few years.
Yeah, that was a good a good touch.
Ed doesn't seem happy with the way.
No, I didn't like it at all.
I'm with Ed.
I thought it was bad. I just keep it simple. You could give X's or whatever, but the hanging element where you're holding on, it just was unnecessary to me.
And I don't know if you guys noticed, it was raining too, so those things were definitely slick.
It felt like they were running out of time. Like, it felt like kind of rushed.
I hated the multiple choice. Like, I want to hear people, like, try to come up with what a continent is.
Yeah.
I don't like giving them multiple choice either.
Right.
Bananas had the thing where, like, it was a Portugal or Spanish thing. Like, there was some sort of mix-up, I remember, back in the day, because it was a fill-in-the-blank question instead of a multiple choice.
Oh, they asked him what language was the primary language in Australia, and he said Dutch.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Why do you come up with Dutch names?
I do like that they had – I personally like that you could give out strikes instead of just taking your own, only because then it then potentially, like, you know, seeds some sort of drama in the future. Mm-hmm. We got our boy Nelson saying he had a 50-50 chance, which is, again, the peak Nelson. I also made note of this. Nelson then went online and he said, do you think I get my first question right or wrong? Yes and no. Where's two things on Twitter, his two questions he asked. Do you think I get my first question right or wrong? Yes or no? Which doesn't even ask a question. He can't even ask a question about answering questions. Pete Nelson just continues to entertain us to this
day. I love that TJ flat out called him stupid too. When he was getting ready to ask him a question, he was just like, well, this should be good.
Yeah. Josh getting dropped and everyone just making fun of him as he's about to get dropped. He face plants. It's just good to know that. Like, it feels good when people you don't like are being mocked by the people on the show too. By the way, did we find
out? His immediate thing is always like violence too. Like, that's never going to happen. And he's just like, I just want to wring his neck. I just want to wring his swaggy Chucky's neck right now.
Also, like, who in the year 2020 or 2019, whenever this is filmed, says wring his neck?
Wring his neck.
He went face first into the water. That was so good.
That was perfect. That was like the first thing I really saw clearly on the TV. It was him face playing. I'm like, well, this episode is going to be a memorable one. So we get Wes and Rogan are the last two, right? And then they kind of like come to the agreement. Wes wins. Gets $5,000. Is it $5,000 or $5,000 at Burger King? Because that is two very different things here. I think it was just
$5,000.
I think $5,000
bucks sponsored by Burger King. Again, a lot of people made this point. It did feel good to have the challenge sponsored. Again, Fast and the Furious clearly probably would have been another sponsored one.
If we
had gotten pushed back. You got me on that, JJ. I'm 100% sold on that. It just felt like old times. I was waiting for the T-Mobile sidekicks to come out. Little throwback. I also think this might have been an audible. It's like, I think they might have saw them throw it, and then they're like, hey, Teach, tell them they won $5,000. We'll just give them money so then people don't start throwing challenges left and right for the next few episodes. Mm-hmm. This is, it's never a good look. So I wrote this question down, but given the temperature of Connor's question about Burger King, I'd say, what would you buy if you had $5,000 at Burger King? What would you do with that $5,000?
I'd clearly take you for it. Just have a night.
My answer is you just buy the menu. You go, give me everything on that menu. That probably equals like $500, but not even $5,000. Just to say you ordered the menu at Burger King would be awesome.
Oh, maybe $100. Not even. I'd say it's $100.
So what I'm literally pulling up the menu just to even see what's on here now.
In high school, one time I got high and ordered the dollar menu at McDonald's. Just went and said, can I have the dollar menu?
Wow, see, that's a good story.
It felt very cool to do. I was like 16.
I had a buddy who ordered the left side of the Taco Bell menu, and he took that thing. I think he might have completed it, too. He took it all down in college.
Now, can you just buy the Coca-Cola freestyle machine?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Now we're getting closer to $5,000.
And I'll tell you, that is – oh, man. The Coca-Cola freestyle machine, I love it. It's always out of something. I whenever you see that black and white, and it's always something I want. I'm a cherry guy. I like cherry in my soda. And the cherry is always out or whatever soda, whether it's Coke or it's Dr. Pepper. I'm a big Dr. Pepper.
This is the thing with like the computer screen. You just like pick it, right? And it's got one.
I don't drink soda ever. Like I never drink soda. So when I'm like go to a movie and I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm going to get a soda. I like panic. And I end up just getting like an orange soda. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh, I got an orange soda. Like, that's crazy.
So those machines actually have, I don't think I'm giving away secrets here, but they have like computer chips in them that keep track of what's ordered. So that the restaurants that have them know how to order what is popular.
And so they're not very good at fulfilling it because it's always fucking black and white. Eddie, we need to.
I didn't even see the Burger King menu on their website. They don't have a menu.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, you got to go to fastfoodmenuprices.com.
God damn it, Burger King. You're making us look bad right now. I will say this. Eddie thought getting asked to be at basements in Chicago is going to be the low point of the podcast. And we talked
about Eddie dropping the piece of shit so quietly there.
The Burger King had a great run when they had the Creepy King. I was a big fan of the Creepy King commercials. You guys remember those? And then they started doing NFL highlights and he like Randy Moss, Barry Sanders kind of shit. There were some good, decent moments for Burger King back in the day. This is probably when Connor was willing to die for the Whopper. So, you know,
that's right. Different. Don't you forget it.
Burger King never really conquered the chicken sandwich too, which was a problem. I get you're a burger company, but they had the long sandwiches with the chicken.
The original chicken sandwich, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed. That wasn't bad.
I've never had
it. But it was a dollar when we were in high school. Now it's like $6. Fuck you, Burger King, piece of shit.
Captain Hardo, how would you do in this this trivia challenge? How are you doing at home playing?
I would hope to God I wouldn't have missed a lot of those questions. Some of them were just random. Like I would have had to have just guessed. Like the one, there was one that's like, which continent has the most shark attacks? I said South Africa just because from what I understand, there's a lot of great white sharks off the coast of South Africa.
Which dog is the most popular in the United States since 1991?
Who knows that information?
TJ, eat a dick, all right?
Yeah. The questions were good.
They were good questions. They were definitely good questions.
I just hated the multiple choice. Like I just really wish it was fill in the blank.
Yeah. That would have provided for more entertainment on our end for sure. One thing I thought of, though, I wonder if it would have made a difference. And I don't know, maybe the guys seem to do better with the jolting of the rockets. But I wonder if it would have made a difference if you lifted your legs and wrapped them around and kind of really bear hug the rocket, if that would have helped with the jolt.
I thought of that, too.
Yeah.
That might have been the only thing I would have done differently because it seemed like the little ledge they were standing on wasn't very deep. So It wouldn't take much.
When she was lower the platform. Reminded me of the lady from Austin Powers. Fucking scream. Do you remember that lady?
Frau Farbissino, that one? When she goes, Scott! The one who always yells his name and stuff like that. Underrated character. That was a good character.
Really good.
That was the most obnoxious thing on the challenge in a long time. Just her screaming about lowering the platform. Like, Shut the fuck up, D.
Yeah, but it was greatly offset by TJ's maniacal laugh.
Except he didn't drop her. Like, yeah, he should have. That's drop her.
Yeah. Vintage TJ, I think, would have. Mm-hmm. He's getting a little soft.
I also have to say, there was one question about highest paid athlete ever. Michael Jordan, I feel like that has to just only include, like, just endorsements.
Yeah.
Because he made, like, Tiger Woods in probably just a couple tournaments probably made more, with those end of the year where he was making like $30 million a year. And that included, Jordan.
I didn't guess Jordan on that one for that particular reason. I was just thinking straight playing career contracts, and it's not Jordan if that's the case, I don't think.
That's what I said too. But then I started thinking, well, are they like, did they transfer it from euro or pounds into
had to have included endorsements.
It's the only way. But even then, like, I still would have guessed Beckham would have had a decent chance.
Yeah.
Well, Tiger lost them, but.
Fucking blokes. So we go into the vote, and Bananas basically is like, throw me in. I want to go in. He even, going back to the challenge, he calls out TJ's mom, who TJ played that off just about as good as he did. I didn't even know TJ had a mom, to be honest with you. I feel like TJ just appeared in an egg one day and just was hatched because he's like.
TJ, he strikes you as the type of guy who left home at 12 and just never looked back. Made a life for himself. And not for any reason, like, he didn't hate his parents or anything. He's just like, it's time to be on my own, man.
Yeah. He could have won the X Games, or he could have been like the kid from Free Willy.
Yeah.
he's like an animal that just like left his nest, basically. And he just kind of,
it's like, oh, you can fly now? Cool, you're on your own.
Fucking Jesse.
Corey gets like his moment in the sun of the episode where he's like, Bananas, I don't know if I'm gonna vote you in, and he looks at Nelson and he's like, all right, I'm gonna vote you in, and everyone's like, yeah, Bananas is going in. I just loved how Corey tried to get his moment in there. I feel like it was a pretty uneventful vote. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, because they set it up like Josh was gonna speak up or Corey was gonna speak up, like leading into the vote, where Josh was like, well, wait a minute, I want to go in. And then Corey kind of said the same thing. He said, well, shit, I need a skull. So I was like, well, is somebody going to – it felt like one of those two were going to speak up. And then it just was like Bananas. Just like, yeah, all right, I'm in.
Yeah. When Bananas wants to go in, when Banana wants to do anything, he is going to alpha every single person out of it, just like he did today. And if another alpha tries to, take him down, as we saw, he will take them down. We get to partying. We get a little shot of the outside of the bar, which is above ground, to then, I guess, go underground again. The only note I have of this is we get the Jock Jam. We get
Pump Up the Jam. Fucking, that was great.
Fucking, I could see like Lola Bunny warming up in Space Jam. Exactly.
Oh, which, what a hit that was.
Have you ever seen the picture of Lola Bunny next to Marjorie Tyrell?
No.
Yeah. They look identical. It is fucking creepy. And I mean, I might have said some things in a past life about
Lola Bunny and who?
Marjorie Tyrell. She's from Game of Thrones. Go to Google Images, search it, and you'll see them next to each other. I'll tweet it out on the No Quitters, which makes perfect sense. I mean, it's the same fucking person, so I feel less weird. I feel a little less weird about my obsession with Lola Bunny back in the day, considering I love Marjorie Tyrell. Partying, though, I feel like it wasn't too crazy. Is there – again, I only have Pump Up the Jam. Anybody have any notes
about that? No, because that was all about Wes and Johnny sitting down and talking.
And so they're kind of building up to that. We get the tribunal. Seems like Kyle's kind of the guy who might be going in, if anybody. Wes says he's still maybe going in. I honestly thought it was all bullshit. I didn't think Wes was going to go in because I just didn't think it made sense. I think he probably thought, if Bananas wins, he's going to turn on me, and there's a chance I'm not going to get a skull. I won't get voted in either way unless I win a challenge, get on a tribunal. And I can understand why. Maybe that's why he pulled the move. I don't know. But it seemed like Kyle was catching it. Did anyone think that this was the producers doing producer tricks? Wes kind of just, doing Wes possum shit? Or were you guys like, this is going to happen today no matter what? Because I was playing it up on the Twitter that I thought it was going to happen, but I really wasn't that sure about it.
They almost played it up too much for it not to happen. Like, it was almost.
They gave Bananas a Rocky style montage.
Right.
Like, it was it was too hyped to have him get a montage like that and not be Wes. Would have been, I think, odd.
Yeah, it's like Kyle.
Yeah, that's true. Eddie, was this like a, was this a big moment? I know you're a Challenge historian. They really did hammer home like the history of these guys facing each other for the first time. Did you get like the goosebumps and the, you getting hyped up during it all?
Yeah, I definitely got a little sentimental. You know, the old, I mean, that's the monster truck scene they played where, you know, he, that's it, where he says he owns a million companies. And then when he called him, you're such a little bitch, and he spilled his water. Like, I mean, we've been watching these guys on TV for so fucking long, man.
20 seasons for bananas.
Yeah. And I'm like a sucker. Like, I'm a guy, like, I like never wanted Kevin Garnett to retire. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just let these guys play forever. Like, I just don't like, and to still see them doing it, like, it was pretty cool, I thought.
I agree. There was a lot of people in the timeline too who were saying the same kind of things. It was, they were definitely building it up. The, I mean, when they said bananas, it was his 20th challenge or whatever.
Oh, that was nuts.
That's crazy.
Here's a question for you, rapid fire for you four. What's your favorite challenge rivalry?
Good question.
Because I started thinking if it was actually Wes and Bananas for me, or if it was something different.
I mean, just because it gave me a couple of – it's CT versus Adam, even though it's not really – is that a rivalry, a hammer versus a nail rivalry? But, I mean, I guess I did get CT sent home a few times. So, in its own way, it did kind of, like, fuck him over.
And can you, off the top of your head, just list out some of the rivalries? Because I can't get Bananas and Wes off out of my head right now, so I can't even think of what else there would be. I feel like there's some female – I feel like there's some female rivalries in there too.
Yeah, I'm trying to think here.
But you know what it is they've had Wes and Bananas for so many seasons that it's allowed it to marinate and really develop. Whereas this I don't think anyone else comes nearly as close to either of them.
When TJ was like, this is your 20th season, I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
He's done so much with it.
I mean, he made a career out of being a career challenge guy. Like, he's obviously done other things. He says now he has that show on NBC. Like, he's clearly made a living off of doing this show.
I mean, you could consider I mean, Johnny Jordan was an awesome rivalry at one point too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, that was right there. For sure.
I actually thought of JJ too. I thought of JJ's face when he said Johnny's been out for 20 seasons in a row. It just struck me as something that would kind of get JJ and make him laugh. I feel like they're like the girl challenges or the rivalries. I think there was like ones years ago with like who was it, Susie and like Rachel. Like there was different things throughout the years between different girls. But let's see.
I pulled up. I quickly Googled the best rivalries in challenge history.
Laurel Cara's got to be up there, too.
Ooh, yeah, that's
a good what one. I was thinking. So
the Miz
know.
And Theo Vaughn was one for a bit there. And, like, now they're both just so famous.
So they had just – I didn't pull up the website. It's just the first eight that popped up on, like, the top news or whatever. Eight was Johnny versus Evelyn. Seven, Katie versus Veronica. Six, Johnny versus Sarah. Five, Hunter versus Ashley. Four, Laurel versus Cara Maria. Three, CT versus the Mob. I don't know what that one was. Who's the Mob? That was
Johnny,
Derek, Evan and Kenny.
Evan and Kenny, yeah. That was sweet.
Two, Wes versus Johnny. One, Adam versus CT. So really it's just CT and Johnny versus somebody.
Yeah.
I think it was a shorter lived rivalry just because he's no longer on the show. But Kenny versus Wes, because that had the whole
carrying him up the hill.
Yeah, and also it had Wes's ex girlfriend Johanna, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was like he hooked up with Kenny, so that's a real world girlfriend. And then it was a challenge hookup for the other dude. That was tough. I'm looking at the old. It's the just, old rivals too.
All these other ones are, you know, good choices, but I just nothing has the longevity of Wes and Bananas.
Like, yeah, agreed.
So you got to give it to that.
And it did feel like a very.
It's like Bird Magic in the 80s.
And this is they haven't squared off in the elimination, right?
No,
was like there was one in like a maybe so one of those like fake challenges, or it was like for charity maybe, but. This was the first time. So it's almost like two wrestlers who just somehow never met and they just finally threw them together. I can't think of one of those off the top of my head. But again, Mega Powers kind of plays out because Hogan and Macho Man back in the day.
Or like Taker and Cena didn't see a lot of each other. They kept them away from each other.
Ooh, Frank and Knight was pretty bad too.
Oh, that was a really good one. That's a great callback. They were in the same. They're in New Orleans together, right?
No, Frank was.
Or Frank was San Francisco. San Diego.
Knight was New Orleans.
I'm thinking of Preston.
Gosh, I wish they would just MTV. I wish they could figure out a way to play the old Real World seasons.
Dude, I really miss like seeing a rookie. You know what I mean? Like someone you saw like live in a Real World house jump in and like, oh, I want to see her on the challenge or him. You know what I mean? Like that's lacking a lot.
And you just knew somebody was made for the challenge.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know, they'd go through and you're like, that. Like, when's the challenge start? Because they're definitely on it.
Why do you guys think like? Because I religiously watched the Real World. Why do you think it fell off?
Same shit, kind of, dude. I mean, it was like, I think it was like the Real World, like the casting fell off even harder than the challenges. I would say, right?
Because you knew people on the challenge, like you saw the name recognition versus, and you can mix up the challenge, right? Like they venture with like Bloodlines, and you can do Fresh Meat, and you can do like all those different shit. Real World, what you can't do it. They tried Explosion, that sucked. They tried.
I think they were just losing. The ratings were down.
Yeah.
And they tried like adding gimmicks to it too. It wasn't just like, hey, come live in this house. It was like there were challenges within living in the Real World house. It got weird.
The weird thing about the
They Burger Kinged it. They forgot who they were.
The Real World, I will say this about the Real World. It was pretty good pretty late. And then once the gimmicks came in, which again could have been because of ratings or whatever, but that Chicago season with Tony and Bruno, so like, and there was a lot of explosions and shit like that. And who was the girl? I love that season. Again, like I think Big Cat like live tweeted it, so that was always something that kind of went along with it, which was always fun, and it kind of got a little bit of the people at Barstool had it going too. But I thought that was a great season. So and that was pretty late in the Real World.
That was season 30. Season 31 was the last good one, which was Las Vegas, which had Ammo, Kayla. And Dion. That group. Yeah.
That was a good one as a stretch.
Yeah.
Right.
The last watchable one, we'll say.
Yeah. Cause then it was Seattle and Atlanta, which Atlanta wasn't even on MTV. That was like the one on Facebook or whatever.
That's weird. I think also a contributing factor was how many other reality franchises kind of took off that probably pulled eyeballs away. Cause it used to be Real World was so unique that there was nothing else on TV like it. And then, you know, with the Big Brother, with the Housewives.
Jersey Shore.
With the Jersey Shore, Just like,
They weren't even the big dogs on MTV anymore. It's crazy.
Well, they canceled Real World and brought back Jersey Shore.
Is that what happened?
That's pretty much what happened,
And like you said, so Vegas and Seattle, right? So the Atlanta one, I don't even know what happened. I remember blogging about it, and I never saw a second of it. And it's not because I didn't watch it. I just never knew when it was on. Those both were like the gimmicky ones. That was like the explosions and the one where they were doing challenges. Chicago was the last like pure, whatever the fuck you want to call it, Real World. And I thought it was good. So I don't know.
That Chicago wasn't even that. Chicago was skeletons.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Because Bruno's brother.
Yes.
That was some fucked up. So they actually, I think, played that twist pretty well. But then they went back to it. I remember there was one with like ex-girlfriends?
So I have it up here. So it was the last true Real World was Portland, which was a good one, where you had Naya, Riley, Avery, Jordan, Marlon.
Damn, that is a good season.
Then San Francisco was the first gimmick. That was Explosion, where you had Thomas and Haley, Jenny, and Brian, Jay, and Jenna, Jamie Larson,
JJ's Ashley guy, Nuzel. Jay.
That's my
Corey was in San Francisco too, and then Chicago was Skeletons, Vegas was Go Big or Go Home, and Seattle was Bad Blood.
Gotcha. So yeah, it was. I don't know, man. I missed the Real World, but I guess it's probably gone for good. And again, you guys are saying how we were always looking for that rookie. I always thought Dion would have been awesome on this. I don't know why he never came on. And I think the dream matchup that never happened. It's like the old WCW, like Sting in the WWF back in the day. It was always like, get the Jersey Shore on the challenge. It would be incredible. It would also be funny just to see like the size difference, because I think those Jersey Shore guys are a lot of
shit.
Yeah, they're tiny. And even though the people on the challenge aren't as big as they seem, I think they would seem like giants compared to the other crew. So we get to the elimination. Bananas vs. Wes. It gets built up. You know, it's hyped. I even after Wes said he was going in, I still was waiting for him like to not go in for some reason. I don't know why. Again, we got an elimination. It was an interesting one. I wish we had some physical, like, kids. There should be like at all. It's like a fucking audible. You're going to the line with two plays going to the line of scrimmage. If it's anyone that's like a regular matchup, you do the one where they're climbing. If not, you fucking bring out the fucking hall brawl, wall brawl, whatever the hell it's called, and you just have Wes and Johnny Bananas smash heads for fucking 20 minutes. That was my only real, like, critique of this. It was interesting. It was fun. It wasn't great, though. So, I don't know. I'm happy we got – the Mega Powers exploded, and it all happened in one episode. Just like that, it's over, man. JJ, we were hyping this up for weeks, and Marty Jannetty got thrown through the glass, and that was that.
Yeah, they, like, kissed through the glass. It was –
and the odds, you know, got weird at the end.
I think, like, yeah, we got it. Like, oh, it happened. You know, it's like when Flair came to WWF in 92 and they started on the house show loop running him and Hogan. And that was the plan, the main event, WrestleMania 8. But they just didn't have it, just wasn't as special as everyone thought. So then you get it down the line in WCW in 96. And you're just like, I don't know, the ring's smaller. This sucks. You guys are old. You can't get physical. And, like, I think it was stupid to go in. Like, I get it that Wes is trying to count down how many chances there will be left to go in. But if Wes wins, or now when Banana wins, now you're going back in and you have a skull, but you are going in back in alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
What do you think that stuff was made out of that they were punching? Because they had padded gloves on.
Some sort of, like, drywall.
Yeah, I think it was just, like drywall.
Yeah.
Check drywall.
Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you've put a hole in drywall before.
Oh.
Yeah, what? Dude.
Yeah.
All right, just checking.
We've all played beer pong. We've all gotten drunk. That was a clean sleep for the people that can't see at home.
Yeah. I lived in a frat house.
Yeah.
To be fair, I'm sure it wasn't – yeah, it wasn't Barstool Eddie, who we all know and love. It was Stone Cold Ed who came at him, put that hole in the wall. Stone Cold Ed came at it.
We had, like, a standard thing. I forget, like, what it was, like, based on size. Like, you just knew how much it was going to cost you if you put a hole in the wall. Yeah, and also, if you broke a spindle on the staircase, it was $50 a spindle. So there would be occasionally be someone, like, come home drunk and be like, fuck it. Kicked you out and be like, got $100 for you tomorrow. And you had to call two old men to come and do it.
We had a really handy guy in our townhouse in college, and he would always have to spackle the wall. And then he literally put a sign up, and it's like, if you break this wall again, because it was always the same spot. It was right by the beer pong table. It's like, you will have to pay $260 because I am done doing this shit. And it literally, he just put the sign from security up on the wall just to let people know I'm not doing this shit anymore. So
the house I lived in junior year got condemned after I lived in it, and because it was a piece of shit. So at the end, they were just like, we knew what was happening. We were just putting holes, like, in the wall in our beer pong room. Some ball would go in there. Somebody would just take their foot, punch the hole in the other wall. We're like, what are we doing here?
Man, college, you just look back at some of this, the ways, like, the squalor you lived in, man. It's kind of disgusting.
I think, like you said, the challenge, they got to do something. If they get a Clash of the Titans like this,
they're
like, do a prop 290 and throw out fucking a better like challenge. You know what I mean? Like that.
They should have like 2 to 3 ready to go at all times that they can look at the matchup and say like, all right,
yeah,
should we have them play? But also they probably, I have to imagine they figure these all out ahead of the season and maybe they put them in order, but maybe they just can say at the drop of a hat and they thought this would be a good one for these two. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, it was just such a letdown. Just like have one. There wasn't even a race side or anything. It was just. It was.
I mean, luck. They're not in their prime though.
Yeah, but it was just luck.
True.
Like that's the thing. It was just a luck thing. There wasn't even any skill involved.
It was endurance.
Yeah.
Which is the last thing old people should be doing.
That's true too. Again, they built it up. It was the whole thing. I love Bananas going with the hi-ya. It was a little bit of a showmanship and everything, I'm sure, but I do feel like it helped them break the wall. Bananas with a like just pencil bananas in the finals now. Not that it's saying much because it's really not that hard to get to, but like the guy is just going to start playing his game. He's fucking, he has you in the fucking camel clutch. He has you in the figure four leg lock and he's just going to bleed everybody out. He's just going to get to that final. He's going to figure out how to get the best team around him. It's his, I feel like it's his game to lose now. Even if he's not the physical marvel of some of these dudes, I feel like he's going to work his magic now. He has them in the web now.
I'll also say this too. I mean, I don't know why Johnny was so adamant on like being like, hey, dude, don't throw yourself in. I think West is one of his best options left. I really do.
That's true.
Because like, it would have been, I guess, probably.
Nah, you know what's weird? He could be swaggy.
Yeah, but
Swag, you know who's for sure.
You know what was weird, Ed? I was thinking about you when this happened. Kyle being like, well, I don't want to go up against bananas. Like, what if it's physical? I'm like, Kyle should be good at physical shit.
It's strange, man. Like, I don't – like, because, I mean, bananas just doesn't – like, he beat Josh in a lot of shit, but Josh is just so much bigger, it seems. I don't know how well he'd fare in a physical one against him. I could be wrong, but
– You mean Kyle, not Josh, right? Because no, I was talking about when Kyle was in the – It was either in the tribunal or right after the tribunal. He was talking to somebody, and Kyle was like, yeah, I just don't want to go against bananas because, like, what if it's physical? Like, it was, like, talking about stuff like that. Like, Kyle, I was like, why is Kyle scared of bananas in a physical thing?
Breaking. I have the television on. It's on mute. But did you guys know that now Burger King offers spicy chicken nuggets? I just saw a commercial.
Probably suck. Who cares? I don't know.
Poor Eddie. This is just like he's just getting it left and right. I've never seen Eddie have such disdain for anything in my life, other than Chiefs picks in the dog walk every single week. Other than that, Chiefs. And the funny thing is, Chief probably has never had a Burger King meal in his life, ironically, so he's never even tasted this.
Bro, Chiefs picks on that barbecue draft. What the hell is he thinking, Ed?
He was born on fucking Pluto.
He's so bad at snake.
I see some of your snake drafts. And you guys, some of these guys are fucking bad. And honestly, Eddie, I'm on your side with Miracle. I'm on your side on Miracle.
What about it?
Like, you're not allowed to draft LeBron James because you didn't scout him as much as the next guy. Like, who cares? We're trying to win a game here.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, because you picked it and you'd only just seen it once. But yeah, that should tell you something about the movie that all you had to do was see it once and know that it's in the pantheon of greatest of all time.
Yeah,
Knicks never saw Giannis. I wish they took Giannis. You watch one more than the Knicks watch Giannis.
Yeah, my thing was that for people that don't know, we do snake drafts. And we needed one of the major four sports, one miscellaneous. Hockey movies just aren't that deep. Yeah. So I was like, all right, I need the best one. And the same thing, I took Corn on the Cob because – I don't think sides are deep, Ed, so I won't corner the cop.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't hate the logic, Ed.
Yeah, so that was the barbecue draft. You had to get a meat, you had to get a side, you had to get a drink, dessert. And you had to get a dessert. And you went corner the cob number one, and people chirped at it. I personally thought corner the cob was the pick, so I'm with you on that, Eddie. I thought you would never see Miracle, which that's why – I had a problem with that. I didn't realize it was a one-time thing.
He said he watched it, but he fell asleep the night before it and finished in the morning. They're giving all this hard time. And it was like every girl who goes on The Bachelor and is like, well, I feel like she's not here for the right reasons. Yep, she's here to win. Here to win.
Thank you, JJ.
If you guys I was walking my dog and like I always listen to everything late so I don't have to listen to commercials or, you know, whatever. And I'm just like, I was so angry. I was like, I wish I could call in.
If you guys aren't listening to the dog walk yet, you guys are fucking behind the times. You got to get on. And again, every Friday, it's every Friday, right? Are the drafts?
Yeah, drafts are on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, drafts are on Friday. So it's if you want to just hear like just a poor son of a bitch who has never eaten anything good in his life, you get Chief who just drafts like health food basically during all the food drafts. He's a guy. And
Dave always does something so white trash.
Yeah.
A bag of marshmallows.
I couldn't believe Chief saying burrata salad. Like, that's going to be great in 90 degrees in humidity. Yeah. Like, what the hell are you thinking?
It was top notch. It was great, Jeff. And Chief's been on this show multiple times. We're big Chief fans. We love him. Hopefully he's listening.
Yeah, I apologize.
Eddie, what's this week's draft? Do you like say in advance?
I know. Honestly, I'm still trying to figure that out. If you guys have any ideas, let me know.
Kind of wanted to be fast food restaurants. I know. Someone draft Burger King, and he just throws up on them.
I think what you need to do is fast food burger, like what fries are you taking?
We've done this.
Oh, you've done this one.
Have you done breakfast? Like a style of omelets, a breakfast meat, a breakfast carb of like English muffin, roll, bagel, toast.
You can even do drink with orange juice, milk, coffee, tea.
That's a good one, JJ. I like that.
I got your back, buddy. I'm a big fan, Eddie. I tell you every week.
Thank you, sir.
Plant the first seed of the skip it for White Sox game during that trip. It's all coming together right now.
That's where the no quitter family since we left you guys.
Again, so I mean, as you can tell, we just went on a tangent. This elimination, it was a moment, but it wasn't as good of a moment as it could have been, where you know, guys are just button heads and it's just, you know, 20 seasons of fucking anger and spite, you know, which again, showing them as when they were young, oh my God, they look like babies. Wes was this little scrawny nothing. Bananas, you know, didn't have the beard. He was fucking probably just called John at the time, like that psycho Connor calls him. It's a completely different world. We get hugs, we get tears, and we get a little Hootie and the Blowfish. It was almost like a cigarette after so sex. Great. Just to kind of like calm you down, ease the nerves.
I went back and listened because I thought I said time when the episode where we said, what's the one song you want to hear? And I said Hootie, but I wanted them to play Hold My Hand or Let Her Cry when Zach was fighting with Jenna.
This was a little bit deeper of a Hootie pull. I mean, it's still a pop hit. It's not like a you know, unknown song.
But still, I saw them in concert last summer. It was phenomenal.
do they do the country and the pop? Do they do both? Does Darius do some country?
So when I saw, he played Wagon Wheel, but it was the, what was it, the 25th anniversary of Cracked Rear View. So they played the entire Cracked Rear View album.
I saw that last year at MSG. Honestly, one of the best shows.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Connor is such a guy who grew up in the Northeast, went to college in the Northeast, and it's like, play Wagon Wheel. Love Terry. fucking koozie.
Dude, it's so funny with Wagon Wheel. Like, I've been hearing that shit since 05 when I went to college. And now it's
Jesus.
Just how, like, because it was a song before Darius Rucker.
It's crazy, man. 25 years for that album makes me feel very, very old. Next on, we get, looks like two girls are in a tank. We get some kind of scrapping, maybe. I didn't really see who it was. Jenny is locked in some drama, probably with D, that seems to be. And we get some Josh tears, it looks like. So I missed the, I'm going to have to go back and watch this parental meetup. Kind of sets the seeds for some tears. Do we know where he gets his voice from? Which of his family members he gets this goddamn nightmare voice from?
They don't speak English, so I don't know. Like they had subtitles on.
Oh, really? Oh, it's a foreign. Oh, geez, I didn't even see that coming. We'll go MVP, LVP. Eddie, lead us off. MVP, LVP.
I mean, MVP. Like I said, you got to go Johnny and Wes. I mean, like I don't know, sentimental like reasons, I guess. But it wasn't the best elimination. But regardless, we got it. Mm-hmm. LVP was just trivia in general, man. That was that was a bummer. They just did too much, and it just wasn't good.
You're right. This episode had the trivia and Battle of Titans, and it was like
had all the makings of an all-time episode, and it fell short.
Yep, it still was like a seeing guy single. It could have been a home run though. That fucking smashed the scoreboard in. JJ, LVP, LVP.
MVP is bananas, went out there, you know, got it done. I mean, it's not what we wanted, but he at least won.
Yep.
You know, and LVP is just Nelson's math.
Fucking Nelson. But Riggs.
Yeah. MVP bananas. I think it's more entertaining when he's on the show anyways. Like him over Wes was definitely more important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The show is so much better to him over Wes.
My LVP is Swaley. I'm coming for Clem's couple. They, during trivia, Swaggy C is throwing a bitch fit that people were voting. Like, I forget, who was it, Rogan that gave him the – yeah, Rogan gave him both X's. And Swaley and – Bailey was like rolling her eyes and complaining and calling him an asshole from the crowd. Like, play the game. Like that shit happens. Just shut the fuck up. Tell me how you make $100,000 a month.
Don't want the hive coming at you, bro. I'm telling you, it's gonna be tough for her though. It's gonna be tough for the
Swaley hive. I don't like Swaley. I do not like them.
The Swaley Hive and D right now, they lose West. That was kind of their D. Yeah, so I'm happy to see D is taking a hit here. Cons, who you got?
Well, clearly Bananas, as you guys said. But also, I will give co-MVP to TJ's laugh, which always brightens the episode up. And LVP would be D scream.
That's a good D call. Scream.
Good one.
MVP, I'm going to give I guess every single person has to give it to this person at least one time during the, for each episode. It's the DJ. He gave us two old school throwbacks again. So I'm going to give him that. And LVP, I'm going to just kind of yin or the yang or whatever you want to call it. I'm going to give Bananas LVP because he called out TJ's mom. It was a innocent joke. It wasn't any – like he didn't – you know, it was a soccer joke. It was pretty clean. I wouldn't say, you know, TJ took offense to it. But, come on, don't call it TJ's mom. We have fucking standards here, Johnny. So, that's basically it for the episode. You guys have anything that I missed along the way? Again, I was kind of in a weird spot today.
No? So, seeing Wes at the beginning with the little patches under his eyes to, you know, combat – saggy eyes. That was just kind of a funny visual.
Old age. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta be TV ready.
That's right.
Then, and so I haven't heard anything going on at the JJ house. So that's good news here. Everyone want to keep this thing going, subscribe, rate 5 stars. We'll have to think of what we'll do this week. So I asked last week, best AIM screen names, best or worst. One guy sent his in, I love boobs. But I don't know what was zeros and what was O's along the way. That's, I mean, if you got any of the I Love Boobs combo, I mean, that's a gold mine. You should have sold that years ago. That was a big time squat. And then this other one, it's Get Love Fisted SOAD. It was his roommate's AIM name. It was the band from Grand Theft Auto plus System of a Down. He goes, it was the worst name ever. So I actually, it was so bad, it was good. And then the third review I had this last week, and I forgot to, this was my favorite review. Not sure what this podcast is about, but they have great OnlyFans recommendations. So shout out to our guy JJ for
I haven't checked to see what anyone's been up to in a while, you know.
There was someone recently I found out on OnlyFans. Shit, I forgot who it was too, and I meant to make a note of it. So I'm gonna
Do you know any people in like your real life that are on OnlyFans?
You know what?
Not yet.
Not off the top of my head, but I'm sure there's somebody.
I do. It's always it brings like the community that you went to college with together through text message. It's just like, all right, who's gonna subscribe?
What? I mean, not that any of us have any reason to create an OnlyFans page, but like, what amount of money would you have to make through an OnlyFans account for you to justify it to yourself? Like, okay, I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm making X amount of dollars.
I mean, Kayla's making $30,000 a month, right? That's fucking...
That'd be phenomenal.
Like, yeah. Ed, you doing feet pictures for $30,000 a month?
Yes.
Yeah, I do feet pictures for free, just if people would like them.
Yeah.
I'll sell Eddie's toes for $30,000
a month. Are you kidding me, dude?
Yeah, well, pictures for $30,000 a year, I'd do it.
If you can make money just feet pictures, like, no one can ever know, like, that's you. So it's
if I was a girl in like, college and shit, or, like, right out of college, I would definitely be, like, selling my panties on Craigslist. Like, just to supplement my lifestyle. I'd be wearing a new pair of underwear every day from, like, the bin at Victoria's Secret and just fucking once a week going to the post office.
It's an unbalanced system, man. It's an unbalanced system. Oh, I just got a text from my wife who didn't get to watch the episode live. All it says is Josh sucks. So that kind of – I guess that'll take us to the end of the episode.
That could be about anything, though.
Yeah, exactly. She could be watching an episode from, like, 3 fucking weeks ago, next week's episode, God knows what. So as always, everyone, don't quit on us. We won't quit on you.